Okay, great. Well, let's see. We don't have a ton of structured business this week. Still just plugging away on the animated object slash animesh stuff. Coming along well. One of the remaining issues we've had for a while was that if you tried to enter a suitably enabled region with an old viewer, you would crash because you'd be sent messages that you didn't recognize. So we got a fix for that now, so it's actually safe to visit these animated regions, even though you'll miss out on the fun if you don't have a suitably enabled viewer. So yeah, other than that, we're just continuing to. At some point, I'll probably chat with you guys about the business of trying to get a good match between the skeleton position and the object position. Trying out a couple things there and see what seems to work well. Yeah, when you're going to be able to change or modify object to animesh, the way it's set up right now, it's another property that can be set on an object, so you would have to have modify permissions for the object to set it. If you don't have modify permissions, then you couldn't. Is there any pages about animesh? Not really. We're in the pretty early stages here. Once we've got a project viewer out, we'll also try to have some docs on specific things you can do and what's expected to work. Hopefully some test files as well. But at this stage, there's not a lot written down. How far are we from a project viewer? It's the same story. We don't really know how long it's going to take until it's done. It's the reason that these kinds of projects tend to be hard to estimate. We're trying to do new things, which means that you kind of don't know what complexities may be lurking under the surface until you start poking in a particular area. So if everything goes smoothly, you get nice fast progress, and then if you run into some bizarre lurking horror in the code, then you've got to take a side trip to deal with that, and things take longer than you hoped. So, I apologize, but you can't really attach dates to it. Keep you posted. I feel like currently we're making good progress, and I'm hopeful it's not going to be an insanely long time, but that's not a definite date, and I can't give you a definite date. Yeah, it'll be interesting seeing where the marketplace goes with this. As we've mentioned, we're really not trying to tackle all of the things that you'd like to have for NPCs in this initial project. Just the basic kind of run animations on objects. I think lets you do some cool stuff. Including things like pets or probably various kinds of mechanisms, but I would think if you want really human-like avatars, you probably want to have something that can actually tie into the baking service and have an inventory and that sort of thing. And that's a follow-on thing. That's not something that we're gonna have right out the gate with the initial release. Inventory in the sense of wearables that you use for baking. Of course, objects can have inventory in them, and so one way you could do NPC-like things would be to dump a bunch of skins and clothing items and things into an animesh object, and then bake those into bake textures, then put those bakes on the meshes. So I think you could do a lot with that, but it's a more ambitious project than just the initial get things animating, which is what we're trying to do right now. Yeah, not trying to do attach points, at least for the initial project. It's the sort of thing that we can discuss once we get to the stage where there's something to test and iterate on.